Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 14-14 here on our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, Section 4 8-Man Football Championship game between the combined Unitego Franklin GMU squad and Moravia here tonight from Susquehanna Valley High School. Beautiful facility here. If you look down to our left, they have, you know, baseball, softball, soccer, all turf here. The beautiful football field, the nice track, and they've been a nice host over the last couple of years for some of these championship football games. So both teams coming back out of the locker room here to get you set for the start of the third quarter. I want to thank some more of our special sponsors tonight, including Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, Gavin's Pizzeria of Sydney, Green's Long River Inn in Unadilla, and Morabito Gresham Insurance. All these special sponsors helping us when we get to championship time as teams go on to the state tournament. Always appreciate their support. So, you know, Coach, let's get a couple of keys here for Unitego Franklin GMU. Trying to slow down this Moravia offense. We talked about it during the halftime report. How hard is it when you have 15 minutes to just try to draw something up and figure it out as a staff, communicate it to your guys? Got to be almost impossible.
It is almost impossible. And you don't want to change everything. It would be impossible to change everything in 15 minutes. You practice all week, sometimes for even longer, and you come up with a plan, and hopefully you've made a good enough plan to where you can just make a simple adjustment, right? We widen out a little bit, or maybe we read a different key, and we don't have to change everything. But if I'm Unitego here, I think the key is stopping number 12, the quarterback from Moravia, Landis, running the ball. If we can make him throw the ball, I think Unitego takes their athletes all day long. Not that Moravia doesn't have the athletes, because they do. I just think Unitego would rather have them try to throw the ball over their athletes than run the ball down the field.
So both teams coming back on. Unitego Franklin GMU came out first, followed by Moravia coming back out onto the field. So our good friend Ben Patton at halftime, photographer for the Walton Reporter newspaper. So no matter how this game ends up, make sure you grab the reporter sometime this week. Ben's photos are awesome. You can follow him on social media as well to check out some great shots on his Instagram page. So, yeah, make sure you check that all out. I know that, okay, we're competing media or whatever, but it's like when you see photos like that, I think everybody can appreciate how good they are. So,
yeah, Unitego's got a small army here for an 8-man football team. They've got a ton of kids, which is good. It's exactly what you want to see. Everybody loves to be a part of a winning culture and a winning program, and Unitego's doing all of the right things in several different sports. It's not just 8-man football. Their basketball programs have been good for a very long time.
Baseball won a sectional title 2 years ago.
Yep.
They've been very competitive in the MAC. I mean, yeah, just a lot of really good things on the boys and the girls side. They've done well in track and field. Volleyball had a nice run this year. So, yeah, certainly good things going on at the U. And the one thing I miss is Unitego Sydney, you know, in certain sports, like football. I get the basketball, and it's like, okay, yeah, Unitego against Sydney. It's back. But I miss it. I mean, it's the first football game I ever called on CDO. Some of those great games that I got to see early when I first started, when Unitego had Tanner Winchester and Nate Wilsey and some of those guys. And Sydney's got Ethan Finch. We were talking about that 2016 team earlier. And Nate Vibbard and Darren Smith. I mean, there's just some great rivalries and years and years before that as well, back to when you were playing, and of course back in the 90s and the 80s, and the list goes on. Just years of that battle, and I miss it.
Yeah, I still have random flashbacks trying to slow down Austin Henschy. He was impossible to try to tackle, but no, that's part of the fun. That's the little talk back and forth. it's what makes rivalries so special. And, you miss it. It's hard to really replicate it. Even as a coach, it's different. Great in its own respect, but there's nothing quite like being on the field and getting to play with all your friends. And special time for sure.
Shout out to Hench. I know he was unable to be here tonight, but is listening. So I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
I think I tackled him more than he scored.
Well, he loves the game of football, and it's been great to have him this year on the radio and to have you the last two games as well. So Moravia is going to field the opening kickoff to start the third quarter, and they got a nice little run back here to the 40 all the way out to about the 43, and a good little return there for the Blue Devils, nicely done by Dylan Palmer.
Yeah, that was a great run there. You picked the ball up off the turf, and he looked up and had three, four Unitigo's defenders flying at him, just sidestepped a couple of them, made another one miss, and picked up a good solid return there, and Moravia will take over at the 42-yard line.
So 14-14, a chilly night here at Sus Valley, but we'll know in just a little while who's going to be our Section 4 2025 champion for 8-man football as we start the second half. Here's Moravia in the shotgun. And going to run to the outside. Landis is tackled, but not after a gain of about 4 yards here for Eli Landis.
And that's exactly what we talked about at halftime, right? Moravia comes out, known for throwing the ball all over the yard, and they just go power offense, run the quarterback sweep off tackle, and pick up 4 or 5 yards. If I'm Unitigo, I have to find an answer for that. Otherwise, it's going to be a long second half here.
Text from Hench, 16-12, Unitigo over Sydney.
All right.
In the 2006 Mud Bowl.
We were like 18-0 at the time.
It never ends, right? That's the rivalry.
That's right.
Moravia going to throw over the middle, and this one is somehow, they call it incomplete. Boy, it looked like Dylan Palmer brought that in, but it's whistled incomplete.
It did. I thought he got his hands under that there, and he's kind of begging his case to the official here, but no such luck. 3rd and 7 here for Moravia.
So again, early third quarter here. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Parker Curley, Walton football assistant coach, and this is going to be a 3rd and 6 for Moravia on their own 46-yard line going right to left.
Big play here coming out the second half for both sides. Really, Unitigo would love nothing more than to get a 3 and out. And I know Moravia does not want to give the ball back to their offense.
Here's Landis, drops back, wants to throw over the middle, and this one is caught by Jaron Francis. Good for the first down. Boy, he had to reach around behind him and pull that in somehow.
That was a great catch. That was the first throw I think we've seen from Landis that was not on the money. And the receiver there turned around, grabbed it with one hand, spun all the way around, and caught it. First down, Moravia.
So Moravia executing there, moving the sticks. And now Landis drops back on a 1st and 10 over the middle. He's got Jaron Francis again, another beautiful catch. Good for about 9 yards into Unitigo territory.
Got a flag here back by the quarterback. It looked like a chop block there maybe from the running back. Let's see what the call is.
Yeah, that went against Moravia. He made the signal pretty early, and I just saw him point.
Yeah, so I think it was the high-low block there. So Moravia's adjustment to 55 Jordan for Unitigo in the middle there was to just double him with the back. The problem is when the running back went low, he was already engaged with an offensive lineman up top. And they changed that rule a few years ago. If he's already engaged, blocked, you can't go low on him. And I think that's what the call was there.
So that's going to negate another nice catch and bring it back to 1st and 20 here for Moravia. It takes them back to their own side of the field. It's 1st and 25. Landis drops back, dumps it over the middle. Pass is complete to the 50. They're back into Unitigo territory, and you're going to pick up about 20 yards on that. A nice little dump off screen to Dylan Palmer.
That's exactly what I was waiting for, Moravia to run the screen there. Unitigo's been bringing it all night long, straight up the middle, and they ran a middle screen right over top of it and picked up almost most of that penalty yardage.
And now Landis going to snap it quick. He's going to get the 1st down, makes a couple of guys miss, to the 30, to the 25 before he's tackled out of bounds there. What can't this guy do?
Yeah, there's his athleticism on full display there. That wasn't even supposed to be a run, I don't think. He dropped back, instantly had Unitego defenders in his face, sidestepped him, dragged one guy, made another guy miss, ran down the sideline, and picked up a first down.
And Moravia, correct me if I'm wrong here, Coach, kind of doing a little hurry up at times.
Yeah, yep.
So this is going to be a first down for Moravia. They're looking to throw down the right side. Pass is complete and in for a touchdown. Jaron Francis catches that one out of the night sky.
That's just trust and practice and practice and practice. Hours on the practice field throwing that. The receiver wasn't even looking when Landis threw that ball. And he put it in the perfect spot. He went up, got it. Touchdown, Moravia. Good throw, good catch.
That makes it Moravia 20 and Unitego 14. What a catch. And they're going to go for two. Wow, just a heck of a catch there. An athletic play gives the Blue Devils the lead. Two-point conversion coming up. Landis drops back. He's going to throw it. A back corner fade, and he overthrows Jaron Francis there. But Moravia retakes the lead 20-14 over Unitego Franklin GMU with 10:08 to go in the third. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Short run back on the kickoff here for Tyler Zachow. Welcome back as Moravia has taken a fresh 20-14 lead over Unitego Franklin GMU. 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Parker Curley here tonight. What a drive by Moravia.
Yeah, absolutely. And here we go with Joe Sargent and the Unitego offense coming back out on the field, getting ready to go back to work. Big drive here for Unitego. Moravia came out. They had the one penalty, but were able to still capitalize. And let's see what Unitego can answer with.
It feels like a big drive for the Spartans, even with so much time left, as Sargent bounces to the outside, and he's brought down at the 40.
Again, back to the same bread-and-butter play there. They ran the trap. Moravia actually played it well, but Joe Sargent, in his athleticism, bounced it outside and was able to pick up 6 yards there. Nice play there.
Yeah, nice play. Going to bring up a second down and 5 to go, maybe 4, here for UFGMU. They're on their own 40 going left to right. Again, they're in the green tonight with the green helmets, the white pants. Moravia in the all-white with the navy blue helmets.
And as a coach, that's what's driving me nuts, right? You game plan all week, you come up with the perfect plan, and then you just get an insane athletic play there, and it just ruins everything you thought you had going.
Hand off to Sousa on the right side. Easily picked up a first down and a little bit more into Moravia territory at the 45. Good run.
Now it almost seems like Unitego said, okay, it's our turn now.
Yeah, this could turn into a shootout here tonight with 9:35 to go in the third quarter. I'm still interested to see if Unitego will try to take the air out of it a little bit. We kind of saw that in the first quarter where they were very deliberate, wanted to chew clock, then got away from that, I felt like, a little bit.
Yeah, and here they are back in their tight formation.
So they're going to hand it off to the near side. Boy, Moravia is really trying to rip that ball out of there. Brought down at the 40. Let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile there. And I believe running that was Caleb Wildenstein, maybe?
Picked up 6-7 yards there.
Yep. That's the first time he's carried the ball here tonight, number 42, Caleb Wildenstein.
Yeah, and I mean, just another weapon for this Unitego offense. And if I'm Unitego, why not just hand the ball off to them and let them go to work? I mean, you're picking up 5-6 yards a carry. Why do anything else at this point?
8:50 to go in the third as Moravia leads 20-14. There's a second down and 4. They're going to hand it off to Fairburn. He's got the first down, cuts back at the 30, and then dropped it about the 27-yard line here. Move the sticks.
And there's the counter for Unitego, right? They went tight, and every single time they've gone tight formation so far, it's been a power or a sweep to the power side. That time, it was a counter back to the opposite side, and he picked up probably 10 yards before he was even touched.
So another first down here for Unitego Franklin GMU with 8:25 to go in the third, and Moravia on top 20-14, but the Spartans are on the march again. Appreciate you joining us here tonight on CDO. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. And they're going to hand it off to the right side for Sousa, trying to turn the corner, and he's tackled there by Jaron Francis. Boy, and Moravia, every opportunity they get, they're going to rip that ball free.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that was great pursuit there by Moravia. It looked like a little read option play there. Looked like Sargent was reading the backside defensive end. And he made the right call. He gave the ball off, which was the right call, but Moravia is just so fast and flies to the football. He only picked up 2 yards.
As soon as one guy starts to wrap up a Unitego runner, somebody else is coming in trying to rip it away, almost that just ripping motion. And so Sargent on a QB keeper to the right side. He's got a little daylight. He's down to the 10. Sargent to the 5. Sargent all the way to the goal line before he's shoved out at about the 2-yard line.
Back to the bread and butter. Spread everybody out. Let your best athlete go to work. And that's exactly what they did there. First down, Unitego.
7:28 to go. Third quarter. It's 20-14. Moravia clinging to a lead with the Spartans knocking on the door once again.
We went an entire half with 2 touchdowns for each team, and now we're 5 minutes in, and we're almost getting 2 touchdowns here already.
Here's Sargent under center, wants to hand it off to Sousa, cuts back, and he's brought down at the line. Sousa was going for his second TD of the night, but he comes up short there.
There's that tight formation again, running power right behind it. And still having success. Didn't quite get in the end zone there, but now we're inside the 2-yard line. I wouldn't be surprised to see it again right here.
Yeah, let's see if they decide to just stick with one of these goal line power plays that has been so successful here tonight for the Spartans. 7 minutes to go here in the third, and they're going to hand it off to Sousa. He pushes the pile forward, and I don't think he got in.
That was a great stand there by Moravia. It looked like he was getting in, and then the wall just stopped.
Jaron Francis coming up as well as Carson Andrews to make a stop there.
But now the question is for Moravia, can you do that 2 more times in a row? We're about to find out. Ball's on maybe the 1.5-yard line.
Clock is moving. 6.5 to go. Third quarter, 20-14. Still our score. And Unitego lining up. Sousa's off the right hip of Sargent. Sargent's going to take it himself, and he's in. Found a little hole there. The line opened it up, and we are back to a tie ball game at 20 a pop with 6:20 to go in the third.
Yeah, don't overthink it, right? Give the ball to your quarterback and run power right up the middle, and he could have picked up probably 50 yards if he had. The hole was so big there, but touchdown Unitego.
Another big 2-point conversion coming up here, as both teams have been hot at times and cold at times on the 2-point conversion. We'll see what happens here. It feels like, Coach, it could come down to a 2-point conversion.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it feels like it's going to come down to who can convert the most 2-point attempts here. This one could give Unitego the lead.
And Sargent is going to spin away from 2 guys, and then he's going to get brought down. Well done by Moravia. So that keeps it 20-20. We'll talk about that when we come back. 6:20 to go in the third here in the Section 4 8-man football championship on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. It's a 20-20 game. Let's go back to the two-point conversion. Coach, what'd you see there?
Are we sure that this is eight-man football? Because I swear to you, it looked like Moravia had 12, 15 guys flying to Sargent there before he could even really do anything with it. But again, this is what we've seen all night long. It's been a great game from both sides. Effort all over the place, all eight of them flying to the football, offense, defense. I mean, this is playoff football at its finest here.
So we're tied 20-20. A short run back for Moravia is going to start them at about the 38-yard line, their own 38, going right to left. And 6:15 to go here in the third. Again, as we've talked about tonight, it feels like it's a possession-by-possession game right now.
Yeah, and maybe it's just me, but it feels like the stadium is tense right now. Like, everybody's kind of waiting for something big to happen. What team's going to make that happen?
Here's Landis, throws to the outside, passes complete to Noah Corbett. He's brought down after a gain of about five.
Another great play there. He just ran a five-yard out, and he put it, Landis again, put it right on the money. Very talented quarterback here throwing the football, and it's second and five for Moravia.
Yeah, Moravia's had some good success through the air here in the second half. Landis flushed but throws to the outside and had to get rid of it. Nobody there.
It's impressive to me to watch Landis throw the football because the majority of his throws are all timing throws. And that just credits his trust in the receivers, and it's beautiful football to watch because he's throwing the ball to receivers that aren't open when he throws it, but they break open, and Unitego, got to give them credit. They've been lights out so far.
Third and five for Moravia, going right to left, nearing midfield. They're at their own 43. Landis is in the shotgun, drops back. He's going to QB keep it. Landis up the middle. It's going to be very close. I think he got the first down, carrying two tacklers along the way.
Looks like they took a page out of Unitego Franklin's playbook there with the quarterback draw. Worked out well. Picked up a first down.
Clock still moving. 5.5 to go here in the third quarter. We're tied 20-20. I always can't help but think, how would these teams stack up if they were an 11-man?
Oh, I think they would be great. I think both of them. They've got athletes all over the place. It's crazy how similar these two teams are to me. Strong defenses, athletes all over the field.
Landis, another QB keeper to the near side. We got a flag on the play. It did look like Landis started to slide, but the flag came
late.
Yeah, flag was late and kind of in the backfield, too. So 5:17 to go in third. Going against Moravia.
Got a hold there on the edge, which probably didn't impact the play all that much. I think Landis was already by it when the hold happened, but holding nonetheless.
Landis back behind the play here, Coach, has not really moved from where he slid. He might be hurt, maybe injured that ankle that he has taped up again.
Yeah, he's got his receiver right there with him, both talking to the official. I'm thinking maybe it's a cramp or some sort of equipment issue. They are going to call a timeout, and he's going to limp over to the sideline here. That's huge for both sides, really.
Yeah, Landis started taking a few steps by himself, and now has actually just sat down on the turf, rolled over to his back, and he's going to talk with his coaches and his trainer here. He is kind of lifting his leg like maybe it's a cramp. We'll keep an eye on this. We're going to take a break. With 5:17 to go in the third, we're tied 20-20 in the Section 4 8-Man Football Championship. We'll be right back.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So at least for now, welcome back. Landis is going to be over on the sideline. We hope that he's okay. We hope he'll be back. And so we're going to have another QB in, and they're going to just run to the right side as Dylan Palmer will come in for that direct snap. And how will Moravia prepare for this? They have played without him in recent weeks, so you have to think some of these guys are used to this.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's not like Moravia, as great an athlete as Landis is, Moravia has been here and done this before. Dylan Palmer has 2 touchdown passes on the year. He's played quarterback before, but it looks like Landis takes one play, and here we go. He's right back in the game.
Wow, Landis back in. Kind of limping a little bit here. To me, it looks like a cramp. What do you think?
Yeah, it looks like he's got his left ankle taped here. I know he hurt it a couple weeks ago, and I'm sure he's just trying to fight through it the best he can right now.
Landis looking pretty good here as he tucks it and runs. He's at midfield, 45-40. Landis still on his feet, shimmies, and he tucks out of bounds at the 30. Wow, for someone who was limping off the field a minute ago, that was a heck of a run.
Yeah, what ankle injury. Rolls out, pressure in his face, beats the pressure, runs down the sideline, jukes out probably 2 Unitigo defenders on his way to picking up a first down for Moravia.
I believe it was 2 weeks ago he missed their game, came back last week, did everything he could, and played injured, and he's probably still a little banged up. I mean, who isn't this time of year, but what a run there.
Exactly right. Everybody's got bumps and bruises. Can you play through it? So far, everybody from both sides have.
We're still tied at 20. Landis throws it out for Moravia, and the pass is complete to the 35 down to about the 25.
Another flag comes in late there from the back judge.
Yeah, let's see who this is going to go against, the late flag. After
like we
the
got another hold maybe on Moravia, and we do it.
Yeah, so the Blue Devils whistled for a hold with 4:10 to go here in the third, still tied at 20.
That's the tricky part with running screens at the high school level. It is so difficult to do, and it takes a ton of practice to run screens effectively at the high school level, because that's the tendency, right? We get out in space and we want to hold and block the best that we can, but you're out on an island out there, and if you hold, everybody can see it, including the back judge there.
Want to thank some more of our special sponsors for tonight's broadcast: Otigo Family Dental of Otigo and Oneonta, Quality Hardwoods, Twin Valley Finish Lumber in Sydney, as well as the Amphenol Corporation in Sydney and Village Variety in Unadilla. So this is going to be a first and about 15 to go here for Eli Landis and Moravia, and they're going to sling one down the far side, almost picked off. Francis went up with one hand but couldn't get it.
Well, that was interesting there. That was the first time we've seen the tight formation there for Moravia. They went trip bunch on the left side and just one receiver out to the right, and they had all 6 in to block and just sent the one receiver streaking down the field and just threw him a jump ball, and he just barely overthrew him. But yeah, I mean, that just gives you the idea that Moravia loves their athletes and is not afraid to take a shot.
3:54 to go in the third. The Section 4 8-man championship going to be a 2nd and 15 here. The ball is on the Unitigo 38. Moravia has it going right to left. Landis in the shotgun, and he's going to tuck it and run to the right side as the pocket collapsed, and he ran right into a wall of green and white there. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage.
That play looked like it was going to be a pass out of the trip bunch there, but the lineman pulled backside, tried to sneak it out, and Unitigo was right there, not fooled at all, and 3rd and long here for Moravia.
Big 3rd down here for the Blue Devils at the 40-yard line.
This Unitigo sideline is fired up right now. 3rd and long here for Moravia. Is this the moment where Unitigo regains the momentum here?
At the 40-yard line here, Blue Devils trying to make a big play. Landis drops back, flushed out of the pocket. 2 guys chasing him for Unitigo. Landis dumps it off, passes complete, and they're going to maybe pick up 10 yards, but it's still going to be 4th and long, as they did dump that one off to the far side. They're looking for Noah Corbett.
It was a great play there defensively by Unitigo. They went zone over the top, held everybody in front of them. Landis scrambled, tried to make something happen, ended up getting rid of the ball to his running back, who was actually blocking for him. Made a couple guys miss, but still 4th and 13 here for Moravia.
Yeah, ball on the Unitigo 35. Blue Devils going to go for it. And Landis, again in the shotgun, 2 wide receivers to the right, 1 to the left. and he's going to drop back. Landon dropping, throwing, and it's incomplete. And a turnover on down as the Unitigo defense holds.
Like a rare miscommunication there between the quarterback and receiver. Receiver running straight down the field. Landon threw it like he was running a hit. But either way, huge, huge stop there for Unitigo. And they are sprinting out to the offensive huddle here with all of the momentum, it appears like.
A big stop, a couple of penalties hurt Moravia on that drive, but the Unitigo fans love it. They're into it. A great atmosphere here at Sus Valley in a 20-20 game with 2:16 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, they're having like their own dance party out there.
They are. You got to love it. And so Unitigo gets it back. A handoff on first and 10 to Sousa. He gets wrapped up, maybe a gain of two or three, but no, he spins out of it and picks up five or six. What a run there by Sousa.
That was unbelievable. He ran the sweep to us. He had a defender on his back. He spun out of that, and then he got tackled, what looked like he got tackled, but he landed on another Moravia defender, spun back up, and picked up another 4 or 5 yards after that.
Yeah, that
incredible effort.
That was huge. With 1:45 to go here in the third, we're tied 20-20 as the ball at the 43-yard line. Unitigo Franklin GMU going left to right.
So now this is the point where the clock starts to play a factor, right? You don't want to be the team on defense left. Does Unitigo fumble?
We got a fumble on the far side. Fairburn had it. Officials going to get together. Fairburn's still down on the turf here.
It is still Unitigo football.
Yeah, one of the Spartans is down. I believe it might be Fairburn on the far side. Looks like Unitigo held on after that ball was on the turf. And so we're going to take a 30-second injury timeout here. We're still tied at 20 with 1:26 to go in the third quarter. Injury timeout here on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
20-20 late here in the third quarter, and not a great look here for Unitigo as Tristan Fairburn being helped off by two of the coaching staff. Limping a little bit here. We'll hope that he's okay.
Yeah, this one has a different feel to it in terms of just a cramp or a rolled ankle. He's barely putting any weight on it. Two coaches carrying him off the field. We hope he can come back. I guess we'll find out, but that would be a big loss for Unitigo there.
Great athlete. Even better blocker.
Yep.
Huge part of what they like to do on offense and defense. And you can tell he's very frustrated right now. He slapped the turf a couple of times, and he wants to be in this game.
His teammates were right there to pick him up as soon as he went down. You can tell how important he is to this team.
Clock is moving. 1:15 to go in the third as Unitigo breaks the huddle on a first and 10 after that run by Fairburn. We're still tied at 20. Waiting for the snap. Sargent runs to the right side, breaks a couple of tackles, and maybe gets about five, barrels his way into Moravia territory.
God, I keep having flashbacks to this double wing offense that 11-man runs. It's the same concept, same idea, right? We're going to pull people. They pull their guard backside to the play side. They kick out the defensive end and just run right up inside of them. And so far, Moravia hasn't had an answer.
So we're down to about 35 seconds to go here, third quarter. And this is going to be a second down and six for the Spartans, waiting for the snap. And Sargent is going to try to run to the right side. Sargent's got some running room to the 40 before he's shoved out at about the 35. Does pick up the first down with 20 seconds to go in the third.
I tell you what, that was a great downfield block there by Xander Johnson. He's running his receiver all the way off the line of scrimmage. His defensive back realizes it's a run, tries to get off the block, and Xander just drives him all the way back. First down, Unitigo.
20-20 is the score. And this is going to be a first down coming here for Unitigo at about the 36-yard line here. could be the last play of the third quarter here. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Parker Curley tonight. Jim Tomeo's our producer back in Sydney. And it's going to be another QB keeper for Sargent. Wants to run. Sargent, boy, takes a heck of a hit and is dropped after a gain of about three.
That was a good play there by Moravia. Unitigo ran the same kind of concept, quarterback power, quarterback trap inside. But they did it from a different look, and Moravia was not confused at all. We're right there, closed down the trap inside, and second and seven here for Unitigo.
That's the end of the third quarter. We're tied at 20. Heck of a game here. The Section 4 8-Man Football Championship fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back as we start the fourth quarter. What a game, 20-20. Maybe a little lower scoring than we expected, but a fun one nonetheless in the Section 4 8-Man Football Championship. So we switch ends of the field. Unitigo Franklin GMU on a second and six now going right to left for the rest of this game. They're going to hand one off to Sousa to the right side. He's got the first down. Sousa across the 25, down to about the 22 before he's brought down.
And I think that's the answer. If you're Unitigo, they just went one back in the backfield. Sargent went under center and just turn, run the inside trap again, but from a different look, and still first down, Unitigo.
So a first down here for the Spartans as they're trying to punch one in here and maybe retake the lead, as this has been a back-and-forth game. Everything we were hoping for in terms of a close ball game.
Absolutely. 11 and a half minutes to go, and this game is tied up.
So this is going to be a first and 10. Sargent with the low snap, hands it off to Sousa. Sousa's got some room, cuts back to the inside, and he's brought down inside the 5 at about the 3.
It was a great run there by Sousa. It was the same play, just from a different look. They wanted to run the inside trap. This time Moravia said no thank you and shut it down, but Sousa kicked it outside, bounced it outside, and picked up big yardage there. Another first down, Unitigo.
They've leaned on Sousa for some big yardage tonight, and he's come through. He had that touchdown back in the first half, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was Sargent or Sousa getting another crack at it here.
Yeah, take your pick. I mean, they've got weapons all over the field.
Fairburn is still on the sideline here. We'll hope that he's okay. He's trying to test it out, but his cleat is off. They're going to hand it off to Sousa to the outside. Sousa leaning forward, and he is in for a Unitigo touchdown with 10:43 to go in the fourth quarter. It's a 26-20 lead now for the Spartans.
That was a huge play there and an incredible finish. He got stood up at the goal line and just willed his way in, lowered the shoulder, ran over 2-3 Moravia defenders. Touchdown, Unitigo, and this sideline is going nuts right now.
Yeah, it wouldn't be denied. The crowd up against the fence here going crazy. A Unitigo Spartan flag running back and forth, you name it, as they've really brought the fan support here tonight. So they're going to go for two.
The winning culture we're talking about here. He even got the fans excited, fans in the game. Everybody's locked in.
Sargent on the two-point conversion runs to the outside and again gets dropped in the backfield by Dylan Palmer as it immediately looked like the Blue Devils were in the backfield. So, all right, we'll take a break. 10:43 to go fourth quarter, and now it's Unitigo Franklin GMU leading 26-20 over Moravia here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area, and all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7, or call us at 563-2616.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Dylan Palmer on the return now for Moravia after that Unitego Franklin GMU score. Nice little return out to about the 37. And here come the Blue Devils with 10:36 to go in the fourth quarter. And they trail 26-20. Can the offense answer again for the Blue Devils?
I know there's only 10 minutes left, but this game feels like it's far from over. As potent as these two offenses are, a one-score game, I mean, anything could happen on any given play. I think Unitego, both sides really can't breathe until it reads three zeros on the scoreboard.
And we talked about how important these two-point conversions will be, and we'll see how that impacts things down the stretch here. So now Moravia going left to right here in the fourth quarter. They're going to throw a little screen to the outside into the flat. Nowhere to go. It's incomplete, and then it rolls out of bounds.
So did they call it incomplete, or was it a fumble? Did the ball go forwards or backwards?
That's a great
question.
They're
calling it a fumble here.
So they did get lucky that it took a bounce and rolled right out of bounds.
But now it's second and 16,
yeah,
17 for Moravia instead
true.
Of second and 10 here.
Some more of our
here for Unitego. Sorry about that.
No, you're good. Some more of our special sponsors tonight include Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney, as well as Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, and the Benson Agency Real Estate Company in Oneonta. 10.5 to go in the fourth, 26-20. The Spartans leading Moravia, and as Coach said, now a second at about 16, maybe 17. Landis drops back, rolls to the inside, throws back across his body, and it's incomplete. He sailed it on Francis.
He had him open there, but the pressure from the Unitego front three there right in his face, he just kind of had to hop on his back foot and throw it over the top. And if he connected there, he might have scored a touchdown. He was wide open over the middle, but the pressure threw it off there.
Yeah, nobody around Francis, and we've seen how dangerous he can be with the ball in his hands.
If you're Unitego fans, Fairbairn is up on the sidelines now, helmet on. He's walking the sidelines, obviously with a noticeable limp, but all good news if you're a Unitego fan.
He's got the ankle heavily taped. We'll see if he tries to get back in. Landis is going to take off here, running and then dumped out of bounds at about the 45, but a good pickup on a broken play for Landis.
Yeah, he made a lot happen there with absolutely nothing. Again, Unitego's dominant front three. Right in his face. He's just so shifty. He got around all of them and picked up probably 10 yards. Fourth and five here for Moravia.
10:22 to go, fourth quarter. A big fourth down coming here for the Blue Devils. Going left to right, nearing midfield at about their own 43-yard line. Two wide receivers split to the right, two to the left, empty backfield. Landis in the shotgun, drops back, rolls to the right, wants the throw. Pass is
dropped.
Incomplete. They tried to go to Francis, good coverage, and he couldn't scoop it out of the dirt.
Unitego takes over.
Wow, a huge stop there for Unitego. They're going to get the ball back right around midfield inside Moravia territory at the 43.
10 minutes to go. Unitego up by six with the ball on the Moravia plus side of the field. Big drive here for both teams.
Yeah, this could be huge for Unitego Franklin GMU. This game has been back and forth. Nobody's really had any significant type of lead. So let's see what the Spartans can do here on this drive with 10:17 to go. Now going right to left. They're going to hand it off to Sousa. Sousa's got some running room. Sousa to the 30, 25, 20, and Sousa's going to go. That's a Unitego touchdown on the first play of the drive.
There it is. that's the bread and butter that we've been talking about. They went tight formation, pulled the backside guard across, kicked him out. Sousa ran it untouched from the 45-yard line in.
Sousa, a monster play. And finally, Unitico is able to break one. And they now lead 32-20 with 10:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Biggest lead of the game for the Spartans.
Still a lot of time, though. I don't know if I'm Unitico, if I can really breathe a sigh of relief just yet with an electric offense like Moravia.
Yeah, we've seen Moravia put up some big plays tonight. You can never count them out. As here's the two-point conversion. Sargent drops back, wants to throw over to the far side, and they're going to say it's incomplete. They tried to go to Johnson. Looks like maybe he tried to haul it in, and it just falls incomplete. So still 32-20. All right, we're going to take a break. 10:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Spartans on top by 12 in the sectional championship. We'll be back on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 10 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Unitego Franklin GMU now leading 32-20 with 10:03 to go in the fourth quarter. But a nice return here by Moravia is going to set them up. But, oh, we got a penalty going up against the Blue Devils.
Yeah, it was a great return, but the hold there probably sprung him. So good call there by the official. I got to give Moravia some credit here. After that touchdown, it would have been so easy for them to just hang their head and walk off the field and say, well, we had a good run. But that is not the case at all. I mean, they are picking each other up. They're still running around. They still believe that they have a chance to win this game. It is far from over here.
Well, one thing I've learned over the years, some of the craziest comeback games we've ever called on CDO have been sectional games against Moravia. So I've learned that until, like you said, that clock reads zero, you just never know with a Moravia team. 10:03 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 32-20. Unitego on top here in the Section 4 8-Man Football Championship game. Huge drive here for Moravia. They throw to Jaron Francis over the middle. It's complete, and he's brought down at the 25. Gain of about 6 or 7 on the play.
Another little play design there. Good play design by Moravia. They recognize the man defense Unitego was running, and they ran the bubble, faked the bubble screen out to the running back and threw the ball right behind the linebacker there.
A quick hurry-up offense as they throw to the left wing for Dylan Palmer, and he's brought down after a short gain. Third and about 5, maybe 4, coming up for the Blue Devils.
I think if you're Moravia, you don't have to panic just yet. You can score the ball from anywhere on the field, and you've got 4 downs to play with.
And Landis is going to throw one over the middle. It's complete, but short of the first down as they find Noah Corbett there. And it's going to be a 4th-and-1 coming up here for the Blue Devils, and it feels like they got to go for it.
Yeah, biggest play of the game by far right here. 4th down for Moravia inside their own 30-yard line. Big play here for both sides.
And so here is Moravia on a 4th-and-1. 2 wide receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Landis wants it himself, and he's stuffed there by the Spartans defense. They read it well on the far side. A lot of credit's got to go to Derek Jordan and to Nolan Boyle there.
Absolutely. That's a great play. I think everybody in the stadium knew what was coming. Quarterback draw, and Unitego just said enough is enough and stuffed him in the backfield. Great play there.
8:50 to go in the fourth quarter, and now Unitego Franklin GMU will take over on the 29-yard line of Moravia going right to left. And, boy, this could be
a huge swing here for Unitego if they could put another one in.
If you're Unitego, though, the mindset is it's not over. It's not finished.
And off to Sousa, who's been a monster here in the fourth quarter. A good run for about seven, maybe eight on the right side, down to about the 32.
Unitego's stuck with their bread and butter all second half. I don't know if they've passed the ball once maybe this second half because they haven't had to. They've just been having luck with that inside trap and the outside zone running game, and Moravia's struggling to catch up here.
Clock is ticking. We're down to 8:20 to go in the fourth quarter, and Unitego in the lead right now, 32-20 over Moravia, the Section 4 8-man football championship game.
Moravia made the adjustment at halftime. They stopped the inside zone for the most part. So Unitego countered and said, okay, we'll just run outside instead.
They go to Wildenstein here on the inside. Dives forward for about 3 yards.
Third and two here for Unitego. Just under 8 minutes to go.
So still a 12-point lead for Unitego. They seem a little more content to chew some of that clock now as Sargent runs over to the sideline, then runs back to the huddle. Third and two, ball on the 21-yard line as the Spartans go right to left.
Fairbairn's on the sideline here, like itching to get back in. I think this bodes well for them if they do hold on here and move on, that he can play again next week.
Yeah, he's been trying to get back in, but here's a QB keeper. And they'll run it up the middle. They got the first down. And Sargent just wouldn't go down there.
Keep it simple. Go under center. Quarterback sneak on a quick count. And first down, Unitego. Follow right behind your big lineman and keep the chains moving here.
A first and 10 with the ball on the 21-yard line. And Unitego just continuing to chip away here at the clock. What's an ideal situation here, Coach, where they score and chew up enough time? How much time do you think they want to try to take off the clock?
6 minutes and 57 seconds. no, if I'm Unitego, I am telling them to hold on to the ball no matter what. I don't care if we don't pick up any yards. The ball is the priority right now because Moravia can't score if they don't have the ball.
Mm.
Take care of the football is priority number one.
Sousa with a run to the left side, good for about two.
I think Unitego's content with picking up 2-3 yards to carry because 3 yards to carry gets you a first down, and that's all you need. And it takes time off the clock and gets Unitego that much closer to a section championship.
Both sides with three timeouts left apiece, just to update you on that. And here is Sargent, and going to be a QB keeper, cuts back from right to left, diving forward on a second and six, now going to be about a third and five, I would say.
Now Unitego is smartly playing the clock game. They got to the line of scrimmage with probably 20 seconds left on the play clock and just sat there and waited till the clock read 10 to start their cadence. Picked up 2 yards, so third and five here with now 5:43 to go. And they're knocking on the door again.
No matter how this ends up, make sure you stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. And so this on a third and five is going to be a handoff to Sousa, stiff arm, but this time can he turn the corner? He does, but only gets about 2 yards. So fourth down coming up for the Spartans.
It was great pursuit there by number 22, the middle linebacker there for Moravia. He recognized it, saw it, beat the at least one block, probably two, and made the play there almost at the line of scrimmage. Fourth down here for Unitego.
We'll take a 30-second break. Timeout Moravia with Unitego Franklin GMU leading 32-20 in the sectional finals here on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 5:19 to go in the fourth quarter. 32-20 our score. Unitego Franklin GMU on top here
over Moravia in the Section 4 8-man football championship game. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Walton assistant coach Parker Curley. We're glad to have you along. Jim Tomeo is our producer back at WCDO in Sydney tonight. And so this is a fourth down here for Unitigo, going right to left. They're on the Moravia 12-yard line, and going to be a timeout taken here by Unitigo. So, Coach, we'll keep it right here this time. First off, before we chat, we'll thank some more of our special sponsors tonight, including Gavin's Pizzeria of Sydney, Cohen and Frazier Builders of Unadilla and Franklin, Green's Long River Inn in Unadilla, Rabideau Gresham Insurance, Village Variety of Unadilla, and Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney. So now the chess match continues.
That's exactly
here.
Right.
Timeout, clock, all of that.
Moravia calls the timeout on fourth down. They talk about how they're going to stop this Unitigo offense. Unitigo comes out. They go in their base formation to see how Moravia is going to line up. And then they call a timeout. And so now does Moravia change what they were going to do? Do they stick with it? Does Unitigo change what they're going to do? I think if you're Unitigo, it's a no-brainer. Bread and butter, do what you've done, do what got you to this place. And if you're Moravia, you got to get the football.
Yeah, got to get the football somehow. And, yeah, the clock is really against them here at the moment. But a key fourth down, it all comes down to this. And they're going to go to Johnson up the middle, and he's got the first down. Pretty sure it's going to be close. A little pitch, and then Johnson did the rest. Boy, he's got it. Move those chains.
Yeah, Unitigo's offense is just so versatile. They run very similar play designs from about every formation you can think of. That one there, they went four wide, two receivers on each side. They sent Xander Johnson in motion again, and it was just a quick pitch to him. But still, that backside guard pulling and kicking out the end, and Xander just ran up inside. First down, Unitigo.
So a huge play there, allowing Unitigo to just keep chipping away here. And boy, if they score on a first and seven here, if it's first and goal to go, that might be the icing on the cake, as they're going to hand it off to Sousa. He rumbles his way down to about the two-yard line before he's brought down there.
Another great kick-out block there by the offensive lineman there for Unitigo. Kicked out the end, and the hole there was massive for Sousa to run up through. Tackle looks like just inside the two-yard line.
And so this will be a second down and goal to go. Clock is moving down to 4:15. Both teams with two timeouts apiece. And that's about the only thing Moravia can do would be to stop that clock. But it's getting to be late in this ball game. Sargent up to the line now. Play clock is at 3. Sargent with a little drive forward, and he's in. He's into the touchdown, and that makes it 38-20 for the Spartans with 3:57 to go.
And that might be the proverbial nail in the coffin there, so to speak. And it's nobody other than Joe Sargent, quarterback sneak, called his own number, and touchdown, Unitigo.
Huge play there. As you said, it's been their go-to here tonight. And, boy, for a game that was 20-20, looked like it was going to come down to the wire. This offense has been impressive here late in the third and into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about the weapons before the game, and they have all been on full display tonight. They came out trying to throw the ball a little bit, found some luck running the ball, and that's all they needed.
Sargent gets the two-point conversion. He finds Tyler Zachow on a little fade to the left side of the end zone. Makes it 40-20 with 3:57 left. Unitigo on top in the Section 4 8-man football championship. We'll be back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. See the inventory and apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. That's butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Spartans will be kicking off here to Moravia now with a 40-20 lead for the Spartans over the Blue Devils here in the Section 4 8-Man Football Championship. And a tackle out of bounds. And so Moravia is going to have it on their own 40-yard line going left to right, but they got a big hole to try to jump out of right now.
It's no secret why Unitigo has the winning culture that they do when you know what you're looking for, right? They do all of the little things correct, and they do it all at a high level, and they do it consistently. Like, for example, Joe Sargent just scored probably the game-deciding touchdown and immediately goes over to the sideline, sits down next to Bear Baron just to make sure that his buddy is okay.
And Landis is going to go through the air trying to find Jared Francis, and it is tapped away, incomplete. Good coverage there by Brock Wurzel as well as Xander Johnson over the top.
Yeah, he almost thread that in there between two Unitigo defenders, but again, just a little high there on the throw.
And so Unitigo Franklin GMU trying to pull away here in this fourth quarter. It would be their first sectional title on the eight-man side. The last time they were in this game was 2016, losing to Sydney in the Class D championship. That game was over at UE. And so here is a second down and 10 to go here. Landis, flush to his right, looking to throw, being chased in the backfield. Landis has to throw now, and it's complete across the 50 to the 45-40 before being knocked out of bounds. Yeah, probably about the 45 is Dylan Palmer.
And all of the plays that Moravia has run from all of the different formations, Unitigo has stayed in their 3-3 defense. They do what they do, and they do it at a high level. And even here, with 3 minutes and change to go, up 20, they don't back anybody off. They're still going to come at you. They have one high safety over the middle of the field, which they've had all night long. And it's still, we dare you to beat us. And so far, nobody's been able to.
And so this will be a first and 10 now for Moravia at midfield. They throw to the near side, and it is picked off. I believe, yes, they're going to say that was picked off there by Unitigo. J.P. Barnes, the senior, one of those GMU guys coming in to make the interception.
What an awesome moment for that senior there, running straight down the field, one-on-one on an island, gets his hand on the receiver just enough to know where he is, and then turns back to look for the ball, and it falls right in his lap. Great play there by the senior.
Boy, and he gets a big hug from assistant coach Mike Hamilton there. A lot of hugs on the sideline, and that certainly was helpful as Moravia was coming right down the field there. And a big interception by J.P. Barnes.
So now Unitigo has the ball, but still the ball is the priority. You're this close to your own end zone. You do not want to give it to Moravia right here.
They'll hand it off to Wildenstein up the right side, the other GMU product on this team. And he's going to pick up about 3 or 4 yards. So 3:20 left here in the fourth quarter. Post-game show coming up. And just a little heads up that when we have a team from out of the area, we will give all three awards tonight to a UFGMU player. But obviously, we've been very impressed by this Moravia team.
Yeah, they are solid from top to bottom. Make no mistake about it. Just had a couple bounces, didn't go their way, a couple big penalties at key moments, and that's honestly been the difference.
And so a second and 7, 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter, and Wildenstein again is going to get the first down, rumbling out to the 35. A big run there for Wildenstein.
He runs hard. He's giving me flashbacks to Hench there, the way he's running the ball like that.
You know, not the biggest, tallest guy, but boy, he runs with a lot of power. And so move the sticks. Clock is running down to 2:35 left. Both teams with two timeouts still. Unitigo not needing to use them, and so far Moravia hasn't decided to use. They used the one, but just letting the clock run at this point.
Yeah, you don't need to overthink it. 3 seconds on the play clock. They're going to take as much time as they can.
And a handoff up the middle here out to the 40-yard line is Wildenstein again.
I think the play calls from here on out are just two hands on the ball and a cloud of dust. Hang on to the ball, and whatever else happens doesn't matter.
We don't have a ton of details
again, if Unitego Franklin GMU hangs on here, up 20 with 2 minutes to go, that the regional game would be next Saturday at noon down in Section 9 at Eldred High School. I don't know about who they would play yet or anything like that, but obviously you want to stay tuned to CDL sometime this week. I'm getting roughed up here in the press box. A handoff to Sousa. And Sousa's brought down after a short gain. That was Athletic Director Matt Hafley going behind me. And I think he's a little fired up right now.
Absolutely. I would be, too.
This is big. Of course, Matt, a Unitego alum, so this means a little bit extra to him as well, I would imagine. As, you know, this team, a great 11-man team, went down to 8-man, numbers dwindling a few years ago, but Coach McCroney always just having the faith, and boy, they've built it up. And 8-man has been so strong in Section 4 the last couple of years. It's been tough. Moravia, Trumansburg. But this seems to be Unitego's year. With a win tonight, they would improve to 10-1. With 50 seconds left, they're up 40-20. Another run for Wildenstein, not going down, dragging the pile forward out to the 45-yard line.
This has been a long time coming for Unitego. They have built a program here that is unmatched, really, especially in 8-man football. But 11-man, regardless, they are solid, and I know Coach Hafley, he's been dreaming of this for a long time, and the coaching staff has done the work, and the kids have done the work in the off season, and it pays off here.
And so with 20 seconds left, victory formation, they'll take the knee. And you know, in all my sports travels, we hear about those Unitego teams with the Demolders and all those guys and going to state. And now this 2025 version will look to do it again. Timeout is going to be taken by Moravia with 14 seconds left. And so we will have to take one more knee here, it looks like.
I guess we'll just extend the celebration for one more play here if you're Unitego.
Yeah, Unitego was ready to celebrate for sure.
Maybe he doesn't want the season to be over.
I have not seen this before. Coach McCroney has gone all the way out, and he's kind of having the timeout here in the middle of the field. He went all the way out into the huddle.
I think he's just telling them to keep your cool. You don't want to do anything not smart and potentially cost you some time in the next round of playoffs here.
Yeah, we need everybody going forward if you're a Unitego fan. 14 seconds left. They're up 40-20. And so we'll have one more knee, it looks like. Joe Sargent under center. And the final score will really not indicate how this game, how close this game was. But the Spartans get it done. They win the 2025 Section 4 8-man championship 40-20. We'll be back with the post-game show in just a couple of minutes as it's finally official. The Spartans get it done here on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back one last time to Susquehanna Valley High School, where Unitego Franklin GMU has just defeated Moravia 40-20 to win the 2025 Section 4 8-Man Football Championship. This was a great game, tied at halftime, 20-20, late in the third quarter. And then what was the difference for the Spartans to just pull away, you think?
I think it was just their resiliency and their discipline. They stayed disciplined and true to what they did. All year long, they trusted themselves, and really the final score does not do this game any justice, because for 3.5 quarters, the game was tied, and then Unitego just got some breaks there at the end. Not to take any credit away from them, they were fantastic, but so was Moravia. And you kind of get the feel here watching Unitego accept their awards down at midfield that yes, they're excited, as they should be. This is a moment that they'll remember forever, but you get the feel like the job isn't done. We're not done yet.
Yeah, I agree. This group has kind of had a chip on their shoulder all season, it feels like, and they find a way to get it done here tonight. Again, just athletes all over the place for this team, and it felt like the perfect storm. And you know, they improved to 10-1 here tonight. We'll have some more details on next week, and we'll be there to follow along. And I'm sure Hench is coming unglued right now for the Spartans. So. All right, let's get into our three awards here. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. We wanted to go with Joe Sargent here tonight, the junior quarterback. Did a little bit of everything, but his running really, as you said, was their bread and butter here tonight. Set everything up.
Yeah, I mean, obviously quarterback commands the offense, right? It gets them into the look that they want to be in. And he did all of that plus more. He ran the ball, carried the offense down the field, and then he scores the touchdown and goes and checks on his friend. I mean, you can't teach that stuff. This is the kind of culture that they've built here at Unitego, and it's special to watch.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. It's brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. You know, we wanted to go with Nolan Boyles, number 66 on the O-line, D-line. You know, a little honorable mention there to Derek Jordan, but I felt like Nolan Boyles broke through a couple of big-time sacks. He was everywhere tonight for Unitego Franklin GMU.
Yes, he was. All around the ball. Didn't matter if it was a pass or a run. He was right there in on the action. And he might get overshadowed sometimes just because Derek Jordan is so big. But make no mistake, he is equally as dominant as his counterpart inside is.
Lastly tonight is the JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford All-Purpose Award. JM's a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. You can get peace of mind with a new Generac generator for your home or business from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. Well, we wanted to go with Zach Sousa, the senior, couple of touchdowns tonight, some huge runs, wouldn't be denied, and just hard physical running. It was great to see.
No, you said it best. He was not going to be denied of this section championship here. Offensively, defensively, I mean, he left it all out on the field every time he touched the ball. He finished runs. He finished plays on defense. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything else out of him tonight. He played awesome.
Well, everybody out at midfield right now, players being given their sectional championship medals, and the captains are about to accept the plaque here right now for Unitego. 40-20, our final score, and yeah, the captain's pretty excited to get their hands on that trophy, and they'll be moving on. And, you know, I guess now is a good time to talk about the format of the state tournament for 8-man.
And don't shoot the messenger here. So they're going to play next week in what would be a state quarterfinal game. And then if they were, and that's going to be downstate. It's going to be at Eldred High School, which is down in Section 9. If they were to win that, they would go on to what would traditionally be a state semifinal at Cicero North Syracuse. But because there are not enough sections participating this year in eight-man football, that's as far as they would go. So if they could get to CNS, that would be the last game of the season. It would be considered like a New York State regional championship. Section 5 and Section 6 do not have eight-man teams this year. They did a year ago, and there has to be a certain number of teams to have that state championship. So that's kind of the boat that eight-man is in. It's just is what it is. They got through the program, the part where they had to build up, and kind of it's an emerging sport, they call it. There was a state championship last year. I guess you could call that semifinal this year a state championship. We'll cross that bridge when we get there, but yeah. Just letting you know, there could be two more weekends of football.
And it's disappointing, and I understand why that's the case this year. But I think if you're a Unitigo, I don't care what you call it, regional championship, state championship, you're the best eight-man team in New York State, period.
You go
to that far.
Yeah, you're going as far as you can go. I mean, and that's, we talk about the old days where they didn't have a state championship. They had bowl games, and they had, or just sectionals. I hear a lot of the old-timers say, well, back in my day, you could only win sectionals. That's as far as you went. So you go, and you hope to play on the last day of the season. I think that's the goal. So, well, Parker, I appreciate it. This was awesome here tonight. We'll get things set up for next week. We will bring you that game. Once we figure out all the details, we'll have it for you. And thanks again.
Yeah, this was an awesome game to be just a small part of. I can't thank you enough for bringing me out here again and getting to watch Unitigo win their Section 4 championship.
Yeah, a 2025 Section 4 eight-man football championship. First eight-man championship in program history here for Unitigo Franklin at GMU. Huge thank you to Jim Tamayo. He's our in-game producer back in the WCDO studios in Sydney. And also to Craig Stevens, all the work he did this week of setting everything up. Always a huge help. So thank you to Craig. And lastly, thank you to all our special sponsors. We mentioned you throughout the week and on tonight's broadcast, so we really appreciate your support and your support going forward. So again, Unitigo Franklin, Gilbert Swillmount Upton defeats Moravia 40-20. They are your Section 4 eight-man football champs. For Parker Curley, I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon on WCDO Sports.
Great music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Should've held on tight, I never should've let you go.